InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Most young people look for a serious, long-term relationship. Yet only a third of young Americans are actively dating. InfoTrack reporter Jim Anthony has the story. Jim?
Thank you, Chris. My guest is Dr. Brian Willoughby, professor in the School of Family Life at Brigham Young University, where he currently serves as the associate director. He is co-author of the 2026 State of Our Unions Report. It's a comprehensive view through the National Dating Landscape Survey. Welcome to InfoTrack.
Thank you.
So you describe today's dating scene as a, quote, depressed dating economy, a recession of sorts. What does that mean in practical terms for, say, a 25 or 30-year-old single person?
What it means is that dating is decreasing. Like any depression or recession, we're not seeing as much activity as we have in the past. This is something that we've noted over the last decade, is all dating behaviors, whether it be marriage, going on dates, sexual activity rates, almost everything has been declining, particularly among the young adult population. And so when we talk about a dating recession, we're talking about this pullback from incorporating relationships and dating into one's life.
Your data shows that only a third of young adults are actively dating. So does that figure surprise you? And what do you think is driving it?
It doesn't surprise me because we've seen these trends moving in this direction for the last 20 years. And so having only a third of young adults dating is something that we've seen moving in this direction for a long time. And there are a lot of factors at play, but one of the biggest things we found in this particular dating landscape study is that a lot of this is driven by low confidence. Young adults, young single adults today have very low confidence in their dating skills.
And what do you attribute that to? Is it the onset or the ubiquitous nature of, say, social media or dating apps and things like that?
I think two big factors are that a lot of young single adults now lack a lot of dating and relationship experience that many people used to get in adolescence and in high school. They simply didn't have as much social interaction because of things like social media, because of phones, because of all sorts of things that have pulled them more inward. They've had less social interactions, less dating and relationship experiences as teenagers. That's one really big factor. And I think the other big factor is just the norms around dating have really pulled back. There's not kind of one straight path through young adulthood and dating. And because of that lack of norms, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty about how to even approach someone anymore because some of those norms have really been pulled back and gone away.
There's a common narrative that young adults just want casual hookups, but your report suggests most actually do want serious relationships.
Yeah, and that was one of the surprising things is we have had for many decades a hookup casual culture among young adults when it comes to their relationships. And for some, that certainly is still the case. But we found a very strong desire for relationships based on long-term commitment. And I think underneath that is a desire for more and more young adults to find real human emotional connection with someone, something that we know many of them are struggling with when it comes to loneliness and depression among young adults that's been on the rise. And because of that drive and desire for emotional connection with other people, we think a lot more young adults now are really aching for long-term committed relationships when they're dating.
Nearly half of the young adults say breakups have made them reluctant to start new relationships. But breakups are nothing new. So are we seeing a crisis of dating resilience here? I believe those words were used in the report. Is that what we're seeing here?
Yeah, that is the term we use, dating resilience. Because like you said, breakups, bad relationship experiences, those are things that anyone that's dated will tell you is just a normal part of the dating landscape. But we are finding modern young adults really struggle when they have a bad relationship or a bad dating experience. They seem to be less resilient. And like many things with dating, we think we see parallels with just general emotional resilience. A lot of young adults are struggling with dealing with bad news in a lot of parts of their life, dealing with resilience when it comes to jobs, education, with their mental health. And we think we're seeing parallels now in the dating world, where one bad date or one bad relationship experience, because of the anxiety and stress that that can create and the lack of coping skills that some of these young adults have, it really just turns them off to the entire dating scene, even after just maybe one or two bad experiences.
You're calling for something new, something called dating education. What would a dating boot camp or a TikTok-based dating education teach that people aren't learning right now?
A lot of it is just a lot of basic interaction and communication skills, how to validate someone on a date, how to truly listen to someone and resolve conflict in meaningful and healthy ways. These are a lot of relationship skills that, as I said earlier, a lot of people naturally and normally in previous generations were learning through high school, even middle school and young adulthood years, just trying things out and experimenting in different relationships. But because of all the changes in modern young adulthood, many of these young adults haven't had as many opportunities in their life to learn what a first date looks like, how to navigate a breakup. And so these dating boot camps and dating educational programs are not going to teach complex, hard to understand skills, but simply give young adults some basic tools about how to interact and engage and communicate with other people so that they can have good experiences when they do put themselves out there for dates.
And another component of this whole study, more than half of the respondents said that money is a major barrier to dating. So has modern dating become too commercialized, too costly? The idea of going out for a cup of coffee and getting to know somebody, that's not good enough anymore?
I think there's two factors at play there. One is just what the cost of that cup of coffee has become. I do think inflation is having an impact on the dating scene with young adults. The cost of food, the cost of going out to dinner, even a casual coffee with someone is expensive, much more expensive than it was even 10 years ago. And I think young adults are feeling that pinch. When you combine that with a job market in young adulthood for 20s and 30-year-olds that has also been a struggle for them over the last 10 to 20 years, and you have a lot of very specific concerns about money. They're worried about money in general, and then they're really worried about the financial toll it takes to say, if I want to go on a date on a regular basis, even a couple times a month, that adds up a lot when it costs $60 to $100 to just go for a simple meal with another person. And so just the economics of dating in the larger financial landscape for young adulthood is one more thing that many of them are worried about.
So if this dating recession continues, what do you see are the long-term implications, if there are, not just for individuals, but for marriage rates, families, communities, things like this? Are you optimistic that we'll be able to turn this around?
Well, I am optimistic that we can turn it around if we're willing to put resources into some of these resources that young adults need. But the implications, if we keep going in the direction we're going, I think are problematic because they do influence family formation. We do know that marriage rates have continued to move down and go down. We also know that fertility rates are going down. People are getting married. They're having less kids. Family formation is on the decline. And the issue with that is that a lot of the core of our communities and our culture is based on families and based on the stability and long-term stability of families through marriage and having kids. And so as dating kind of goes away, we know these other things are also going to be struggling. Fertility, lowering fertility has a lot of economic ramifications for a lot of parts of the world, including now the United States. And so I think there's cause for concern. But as I said, I remain optimistic that if we're willing to take on these challenges, give young adults the resources that they need and that they clearly want from the data that we're getting from them, I think we can hopefully start moving in a different direction.
It's really a fascinating study. Dr. Brian Willoughby, professor in the School of Family Life at Brigham Young University. Thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
Next, do high-tech classrooms harm learning? That story as InfoTrack continues.
You're listening to InfoTrack. More after this.